December 9th, 2024, 6:02 p.m. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Any changes to the agenda, additions or deletions? I have none.
I would just like to add, and I don't know that it's an action item or a discussion item, just about checking with VEPSA to see if we could look into a rate increase, like a small one.
So can we do that under other business, or do you want to take
action? I don't know. I just wanted to say it before I forgot it.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up during the department updates.
Okay.
That's so it'll fall under K then?
Yeah, if you want it to, or...
Okay.
That works for me.
That's
it works
fine.
For you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. Privilege of the floor. We have Co and Co under discussion, so privilege of the floor. That leaves you, Mr. Bilodeau. Do you have anything?
I'm just listening.
You're just listening. Well, we're glad to have you come and listen. Thank you. All right. Action items. Minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting dated November 25th, 2024. I thought they looked good. I had nothing to add, edit, or change.
Nor did I.
Okay. So with that being said, I will place a motion to accept the minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting dated November 25th, 2024, as presented.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
And I'll just make note, too, that Ellis Merchant is MIA. He is still on his hunting trip, I believe. So if he's not here now, he must still be on. Okay, minutes from the Special Board of Trustees meeting dated December 4th, 2024. They looked fine. Nothing to add, change, delete.
I agree.
Okay, motion to approve the minutes from the Special Board of Trustees meeting that happened December 4th, 2024.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. Bills and warrants. You went through them, it looks like.
Yep.
Everything looks good.
Everything looks good.
You've signed.
I've signed.
We got money to pay everything. Woohoo!
Yes.
Yes, we do, because we got taxes.
Right. Right.
All right, I will make a motion to approve the bills and warrants as reviewed and approved by Marilyn.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I'm just going to sign them right now. Benefit proposal for non-IBEW. Amy is not able to join us tonight?
No, she's planning on coming one meeting per month, and that's usually going to be during the time that she brings the financials.
Okay, and correct me if I'm wrong, we have to make a decision on this tonight to make the deadline for next
for
month,
January
right?
1st coverage, yep.
Okay. I did have a chance to review the personnel policy that you had sent us, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see, and maybe I just missed something because I skimmed it, where it said we had to be as close to the IBEW benefits as possible. Did I miss something?
No, I don't believe it explicitly states that in
I
the
didn't
personnel
think so
policy.
Either.
I think it's just what has been habitually done.
Okay. Okay. And I had wanted to see the personnel policy to see exactly what it had said. Did you get a chance? Did you get them and look them over?
The policies?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Okay.
I was just under the assumption that they have always tried to
just
make them
done it.
As
okay.
Equal to the IBEW as, you know, benefits as possible.
Right. Did you review this, Marilyn? Did you have anything to put in or provide for information on what plan you think we should go with? Do you do this for Orleans?
Yes.
You do. Okay.
Yep. And, of course, ours is a little different because we don't have the union to mm-hmm. have to deal with. But the gold plan that Amy has picked out as far as the cost goes... What's very hard is the IBEW plan comes with the whole kit and caboodle.
Right.
Meaning it's pretty hard to dissect it.
Yeah.
Because it has dental in it and short-term disability, long-term disability. But as far as price goes, I think she's done a good job trying to get them about the same as far as monetary.
Yeah, I agree.
And her deductible is about the same. It's actually the gold plan, you know, is $1,400 deductible, where the IBEW one is $1,500 deductible. But as far as the price and the deductibles, I think she's gone as close as we're going to get to making it a fair benefit all around.
Yeah.
And does it cost a lot of money? Absolutely. And then she does have an opt-out.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's $8,000, which is a lot of money, but it's a lot cheaper than if they went on our insurance. Because you figure, you know, a family two-person plan is about $25,000 a year. So if you can pay them $8,000 to opt out of the insurance, it's quite a savings for the village.
Right.
And that's going, the opt-out is going with the same percentage as the IBEW if they opt out the 25%.
Yeah. And compared to the silver reflective, which would be the one down low, you're not talking about much of a difference.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's my take on it, but.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. I think when you get to silver reflective, and if you go any lower than that, lots of times there's, we've never had one, so I'm not real familiar with it, but health savings accounts mm-hmm. that you can get into and that type of thing.
We have one where I work.
You do? Okay. Yeah. And I'm not that up on them. I don't know that much about them. But with the plan that we're having, I don't think that that needs to come into.
No, I don't think so either.
Come into effect.
Because then that ends up being a lot more.
Right.
No, I agree. Okay. So,
and I'm assuming that Amy and Crystal and you, Vera, have, like, when we look over the budgets, mm-hmm. these are going to be in there as what these are for 2025.
Right.
Right.
They should, they absolutely need to reflect that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Yep. All right. I lost my sheet. Okay, I'm going to propose a motion to go with the Blue Cross Blue Shield Gold Plan, the Delta Dental Plan, as Amy has presented and as we've just discussed, along with the opt-out option.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
So will you follow up with Amy on that we made a decision and she can move forward, her and Crystal or whatnot?
I will.
Thank you. Okay, MERP grant, Municipal Energy Resilience Program grant. Thank you so much for reaching out to this person and getting the additional information.
Yeah, she and I had a long phone call this morning too, and she followed up with an email just so I could have something in writing to circulate.
Yep.
And then I sent another email mm-hmm. with further answers, and in the end, yes, it looks like we are not obligated to install an EV charger or solar as the resilience measures or, but
we're obligated to use all the funds.
Yes, we are. They're allowing scope changes if items aren't feasible, such as, let's say it's not cost effective to put solar on the roof. We could do it on the ground instead. Well, there's no place here to put them on the ground.
Right.
So that means we can free that up to use elsewhere.
I'm just afraid, too, that I don't know that we will have money left over to do that, because when you get into the mm-hmm. historical piece of things, mm-hmm. I think it's going to end up eating a lot more money than what we anticipate.
Yeah, I agree, and they know about that, which is why they presented in one of the emails she had said, you know, windows, for instance. If historic preservation gets involved, then okay, maybe you don't do the windows, even though they recommend it. You can do something else. She also mentioned that because even though the scope of work doesn't explicitly state kitchen equipment here, they were part of the assessment and they are part of the report.
So we could possibly
upgrade. We could.
Oh,
so
I like that.
We can change. BGS is allowing us to kind of change things on the fly as costs start to come in.
Well, we could get better appliances that are going to be more energy
Certainly.
Efficient than what's in there now. They're
Certainly.
Archaic.
They
so
are.
Why wouldn't we?
And they would be they're a huge power drain,
right.
especially, and they could be used more often and more efficiently if they were replaced.
Okay,
that's
well, that makes
sure.
me feel better too.
Yeah.
So, and then there was the payment. It looks like that wouldn't be an issue. They have a good turnaround time, and it is monthly. It's not at the end of the year like we had thought.
It's as invoices are submitted. So
Perfect.
We could be doing it multiple times a week
okay.
if we wanted.
Okay. Do you have any questions about any of this, Marilyn? I'm going on and on and on. I was just hesitant because mm-hmm. of all of that, and I was like, I mean... $300,000 is great, mm-hmm. and I'm glad that we got it, but my concern was putting the cost right. up front, because we don't have that kind of cash just in our mm-hmm. pockets to say, oh, let's upgrade this and that and do that, you know?
Totally so. Understandable. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty unique, like reading through this, that there was no in-kind match or match.
Yeah.
Usually there's a 10% match or something like that. And even that can get costly mm-hmm.
Yeah.
for a small municipal like
right.
what we are.
Yeah.
But for me, you know, it's 100% funded. The turnaround of the money seems pretty fast.
As long as they do
right,
it.
Right, right. So, you know, I'm really leaning towards going for it.
Now, Vera, do you think... It's kind of a short time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things need to be done by the end of next year, right?
Yeah, we've got 2 solid years to get this done.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, is you're going to have all these other municipals.
That's my concern, is we're all going to be competing for the
same
contractors.
And the same type of work.
That's my only concern, really.
And they might have to do an extension on it. I mean, they're not going to come up with all this money and then all of a sudden say, oh, nope.
They did say as long as we had contracts in place, they would honor it.
Oh, so we could get a contractor and they're like, oh, but I'm not going to be able to do it until November 2026.
Yes.
As long as we have that in place.
And we can show it to BGS.
Do you have a concern about meeting the deadlines or the time constraints?
No. And this is just because this is probably naive because I've never faced a project like this before.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to use some of the money to actually hire a project manager for it.
Yeah, there was that question in there
yep.
too they answered.
Like or you know, a contractor to manage that part. Because in my previous life, I've rehabbed an entire house for my previous employer after an employee caused a sewage flood.
Mm.
And it took so much time and so much back and forth with permitting and dealing with authorities, and it takes a lot.
Right.
It's a lot of work. So I would like to have some kind of assistance.
Just comment, because this is what I do, like as an
yeah.
architect, you know, sort of helping lots of municipalities with MRP right now. And
yep.
it's like you definitely should spend, I think they allocate, I think
20%. Yep, I'm reading it right now.
Minute, so use that for yourselves or the
mm-hmm.
person you hire, or you need somebody to be on task that's
yep.
not volunteer.
Good
In
to
that
know.
2 years, you have to give them a list of everything when you start, or... And you do it through the 2 years.
I think they want it completed, if you could, within 2 years. But they're saying...
Oh, you don't have to give them an idea.
They already have the idea.
One idea.
They've been here to look at stuff.
We already have the scope, the project scope. We know what's on it. We discussed it at the meeting 2 weeks ago.
They told us what we're allowed to do.
After they came here and did a tour with myself and Chris.
They look like a new boiler and stuff like that.
New water heater?
Yeah. We already had to, we had to replace our boiler before this, unfortunately, so we can't go back.
They wanted some instant hot water heaters, heat pumps for the cooling. And
some insulation maybe in
Insulation down here.
So you could do something like air conditioning too, right?
With the heat pumps,
With the heat pumps, yeah.
My advice might be not, like you talked about windows and stuff, and not tackling the skin of the building and historic, but try to keep the project as simple as possible.
Yeah, the windows was brought up because they're single pane, you know.
But we don't know what they're going to allow us to do.
Right.
Yeah, and I did some digging and found out.
It would suck up all the money.
Yeah. And I found out apparently they did replace the windows here relatively recently and gotten hot water with the state. So
a couple up in the office, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you have somebody that, because it's a historical building, can you have somebody from there look at
Yes.
The project says we have to. We have to bring somebody in from there.
Separate historic money.
The windows really need to be fixed.
Yeah, but they may not let us because they're historical. So we'll have to wait and see.
I guess, on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. So, I agree that, I would be more comfortable if we had that project manager, as you said and as you desired, to keep things on task and moving forward.
Right, because we don't want just something really simple making it not happen for us.
Right, and then in the end, we don't accomplish anything.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is that some of that money you could spend on, there's like some design time, like somebody has to, to spend $300,000, you don't want to just kind of come in and wing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, it has to be intentional.
With mechanical systems, you have to figure out what size, water system, distribution.
Well, with the heat pumps, we would have to go with like Netto's or Fred's or a company that installs them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Design build.
Yep. So. Okay. Do you have any other questions about it, Marilyn?
Because
I know this has to be approved like by the 10th, 15th?
Next Monday.
Next Monday. Yeah, I knew it was coming.
I don't. Hopefully it'll be a good experience for us all. To do this first one here and see how it goes.
It's intimidating.
Yeah.
The amount of work listed is intimidating.
It is. I think with them not requiring a match of any kind, that they really want this program to work and for the municipalities to use it is my feeling.
Yeah.
I think, looking at other municipalities, the numbers are sort of across the board low for what's on the list. They're not going to be able to hold everybody accountable to getting what's done for the prices that you...
Mm-hmm. Right, and who knows, in a year or two, inflation, our $300,000 project could be six.
As long as you have good accounting to show it, there's really no risk to you, in my opinion.
Just do what we can get done with the $300,000 and call it good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and then worry about the additional when we get to that point. But I really like the idea of updating this area.
Me too, and I had originally asked for that in the application when I applied because I knew it had showed up in the report. But for some reason, it wasn't a recommendation made by...
But they've told us we could.
Yes, we can. They're being flexible about it.
So, Vera, like on page 18, the scope of work is... Is it listed as important? Like, is the HVAC or HVAC? Do they want that done first?
The only two items they want done first are the HVAC and envelope. There's no order of importance between those two things.
It's just we can't go into resilience until those are complete.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep. Yep. No, I think I'm good with it, Gina.
Okay.
But I do agree that to get some extra help on this.
Okay. Okay. Are you good with getting that set up and
Yep.
working with it?
Absolutely.
Keeping us up to date.
How do I contact you about general contracting services?
We do architecture, so we like planning. Like we could do like a bit, like we could put together an RFP for you mm-hmm. that you'd put out to the contractors with drawings and, you know, the scope of work to get bids on.
Based off
from
the
scope.
I really
want to do that, or but that's what
right.
we could, that was kind of what you could do it by narrative, I bet. You know, it's an existing
yeah.
building, so any contractor can come look at it.
And is that what you're doing for other municipalities?
Yeah.
You're just doing the RFP part?
Essentially. Well, I'm going to, but doing the architecture and managing the construction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, with addition, like at Sheffield, they have $400,000 of MERP grant, but they're going to build put $1 million into the project.
Oh, wow.
Maybe another $600,000 on top of that.
Well, we're putting $330,000.
Yeah.
What was it?
Whoa.
Yeah, I think we've got
money into the product.
Yeah.
We have a pretty finite ceiling.
So
here.
I just provided him with the scope of work, page 18, so that he'll know when you do reach out and
sure.
connect.
Cool.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. No. Thank you for the
You're
information.
You're totally welcome to call and ask me questions or engage us or whatever.
Great. Thank you.
And if nothing else, you know, the money goes faster than what we're thinking
mm-hmm.
that it will.
Right.
Then we've done what we can.
Right.
Yeah.
So if it's done to air conditioners that are run by a heat pump or, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever we can get.
Any
for.
Little bit's going to help.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. I'm going to place a motion to approve and accept the Municipal Energy Resilience Program, better known as MERP grant, in the amount of $303,012.45 as just discussed and presented.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So now we have to sign, right?
Yep. And if Chipper doesn't like it, well, he just can't miss.
I think Chipper would be all for it. So I'm the grantee, right?
Yes, you are.
Okay. 12, not November. 12-9, right? Yep. Yeah. Oh, Marilyn, did you want to sign up?
I'm good.
Yeah, I bet.
Just remember, the municipality's on the hook, not you.
Okay.
The hardest one we've signed thus far is the
I don't want to talk about it.
$3 million one.
I don't want to talk about it.
That
I
gives
went
me
home
a stomach ache.
And had nightmares. I could not sleep all night, even with melatonin in my system. Like, go to sleep.
That's a lot of money.
Okay, we are moving on to discussion, and we have Co and Co.
Okay.
Or just Co.
James Co.
Just
James. Updating us on the Barton Motor site?
Barton Motor site.
We rode on the bus years ago.
Exactly. Did we? I bet we did.
Yeah.
When I was a kid,
we did
I used to
not.
Ride
we could.
I don't remember.
I went to school with his twin brothers. They were older than me by a couple of years, but I don't remember.
I graduated in 88.
Oh, yeah, no. There's that many years between you guys?
4 years, 3 years. They're turning 50. I'm 53, they're 50.
Ed Young was the bus driver.
Yep, I remember Ed.
Yep. And I'd get picked up, we'd have to go way out to Timbuktu and pick up the cowboys and then come back.
Oh, you got on before?
Yes. And as a teenager, that really wasn't cool. I had to ride the bus that long.
I got off before them, and I got on after them, so I didn't have quite so far to go.
Right.
But, yeah.
Keep bragging.
So where are we with this project?
Well, so
it's been a while
here.
Since we heard from you.
Yeah. Ugh, I'm moving like molasses.
Is it?
Yes. The big picture, the cleanup is underway, and we're supposed to get results this month. And if everything is as we think it will, it'll sort of be deemed clean by July next summer.
Wow.
So
is this going through like the brownfield program?
Going through the brownfield program.
That's faster than
I
thought.
We've got two different engineering groups doing soil testing there, one for petroleum. And that one they've been injected bacteria into the ground, and they've been monitoring on both sides of the streets. And that's been going on for years and years and years and years, but they're going to be clean by July is what the data is looking like. And then there's also, more recently, there's been started, since Jason purchased it, they've been doing testing for heavy leads and chemicals and other toxins. Mm-hmm. And those results we're supposed to get in the next week or two here in this year. At which point, when those are in somewhat easier to deal with in that we can identify them, we can either remove them or we can contain them. There's been some talk about some continuing underground ventilation. If we build something to have like almost like a radon system house, you know, to vent any gases or something.
Well, you'd almost have to, right? Because you're going to have office space, living space.
And yes, depending on the program.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're dealing with it properly. And yep. It's getting cleaned up, and it looks that for a sense of timeline this summer. And then in terms of development, we're proposing townhouses, so maybe 6 units. We're proposing some commercial retail space that would probably be a 1.5-story high building facing the street. And then 2 big buildings, this being apartments, and this being more commercial and retail space. So it's a pretty ambitious development plan here, but it's going to happen in phases and start with 1 building.
At a time?
That's the way it's going to have to happen.
So.
And things are going to continue to change.
When, of course, I think you had a bunch of
different
plans when we met this summer, and you had mentioned a big or a smaller big box store out in the back.
Yes.
Is that not happening?
So that's sort of what's been replaced. You know, of course, in the news, the housing crunch and everything.
Yep.
Housing is the buzzword. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to make it so that there can be, and there's so many employees, even it's a real contradiction, and Barton's hard. It seems perfect to us because there's Jay Peak, there's Weidman, there's Newport, and there's the hospitals, and there's Jay Peak, Burke. You know, Barton is a great
middle central location.
Central location to serve a lot of employers. Jason needs.
Well, Ethan Allen.
Ethan Allen.
Find employees.
Jasper Hill. All of these employers need workers, and there's no place for workers to live. So it seems like an opportunity. Rural Edge, on the other hand, is not that interested in participating because they own the Pierce Block, and they're not going to compete with themselves. And from them, the market isn't really perfect for what I don't know why.
For doing the upstairs, you mean?
I don't know. They haven't been the most supportive. They're stretched too thin. They're doing a big project in New York.
Yeah, they are.
And they've already tried. They're burnt out on Barton with Pierce Block. We're trying to invent the program as we go, and I think we can get some traction, and we can build these, and we can build this in the near future, and then these 2 buildings will, are going to take 3 or 4 years to...
Is he not moving his office like he had talked about?
Well, he might, yeah.
Yeah, he still might. Yeah. Okay, because I think that was one of the things that we said in the summertime.
There's other fish to fry now, but the school district continually needs office space.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The COFAC building?
COFAC building is not big enough, but in there. And then there's, you know, we want to have first floor retail spaces for...
So are those multiple, like how many floor...
So this would be...
Three stories.
Like house size, 2.5, 2 stories. This would be like 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
So not really. From the outside, it would be as big as a 2-story building. I think it would have a nice street presence and stuff, probably with awnings on the front. And this would be 3 stories, and this would be 4 stories. But it's built into the hill here to quite a degree, at least the first story.
So how many apartments are you proposing in that back building?
They think they could fit 30.
Wow. All affordable?
That's what I can't answer as the architect designing it. Like we need, and it's a big, you know, this would be a $10 million,
oh, wow.
$15 million building.
And this, the parking for this would be?
Parking here, but also underneath. This is actually parking underneath the first floor.
Oh, I thought, yeah, I was like, boy, them are small apartments.
No, this would be, on the first floor, this is parking, an elevator
really
and
like
stair
each
tower.
Other.
Yeah, okay. Right. So I know our first meeting, Andy, we were all sitting at the table, and the question came up, would our infrastructure be able to handle that amount?
Yes. If this helps to look at it with the underlay.
At the time with fewer apartments, yes, we were confident, but now I'll have to ask.
That's a lot more than what, right.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm here today, actually, is not to, at first I thought we were needed to ask you something because a lot of grants need municipal buy-in. But it sounds like the grants actually need the town, not the village.
Even though the building and the projects within the village,
I don't know.
The village resides in the town?
Well, I think, so even if we went to the town, we'd want your support to go to the town and say...
you're going to have to somehow,
right, exactly.
Because it's going to be going into our system.
And we have to coordinate
our water,
all
our sewer,
systems,
you know.
And how many townhouses?
Six
townhouses and how many apartments?
I don't know, 30 at the max.
Okay.
Oh, so these are, this is 1, 2, 3.
Three,
one,
four,
two, three.
Five, six.
Gotcha.
Those are simple.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Three triplexes.
And are the apartments 2-bedroom?
Well, I think that we have to do a mark. Like, there might be 30 singles, but there might be 20
family.
Okay.
You
know, okay.
10 singles and 10 doubles and
sure.
Three. Whatever. There's a whole lot of work to do. It's going to take years before
gotcha.
Anything like this
years.
Materialize.
Okay.
These
we
might
need to know that if when it comes to that
yep.
For the like can
wastewater.
You, wastewater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Infrastructure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. We don't even have a civil engineer involved yet. We're just trying to build a plan here keep talking to you, like what we need from you and what you need from us. And what opportunities are there? Like this street, you know, and flooding, I guess.
Mm-hmm. We've
there
had
was
issues.
A stream here, and who owns, like,
we don't
this?
Know.
Working on
right,
it.
Exactly.
We're still working
so
on it.
Yep.
How can Jason partner with the town to fix some of these problems?
Well, right now it's on the village. To
fix,
with
the village.
But
if we
we're
do excavating,
still, that's still being looked into, right?
Yeah, it's cleaned out and as secure as we can make it now. Yeah, we're still looking into who actually owns it. And
owns
I think at
it.
Some point, other barring going back to records and land records in the 1800s and looking up every deed up and down, which, yes, I do plan on doing.
The state person, what his name, he was going to look into this
he did.
More because the governor was really interested in it.
He looked into it as far as whether or not the railroad owned it.
Oh.
And he said that
they don't.
So I think there may be something that we just have to say we own it and take ownership of it in order to proceed.
Yeah.
And I think eventually that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Well, I've said it'd be pretty unlikely that all the homeowners that goes through would
yeah,
have
granted,
built it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, because there was a lot of infrastructure, a lot of money into
it. And I did
it.
Find some old plans that called it an open box culvert. So, but those plans were more recent than the installation. It was more referential than it was originating. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So the clean up, I get the status on the cleanup, the stream,
we're calling it the aqueduct.
Aqueduct.
Just FYI.
Like, you know, ultimately, what is our Barton Street going to look like here? Can't wait till we're at that point.
The aqueduct.
Yeah, this is where the old nursing home
okay.
used to be. This
yeah.
is that parking
yeah.
lot that's yeah. now...
Kevin's would be here, I think, just about right there.
Okay.
And the Circle K would be right here.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Here's the Circle K parking lot.
Yep.
So everything that they kind of find commercial and residential.
Yes, right. Mixed use. We call it mixed use. So a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And enough parking to try to service it all.
Right.
No, as far, never mind, you said you had a civil engineer involved, yeah, so.
I would say that this is the most ambitious that it's going, you know, it's gonna only get smaller as money.
Well, it's already conned down a little bit from our first meeting this summer.
Perhaps, yeah.
Because you were talking about a small box store, or small, big box store.
Yeah, back here.
Yep, out back.
Housing situation.
But housing is maybe, it also might be a better, more enduring fit for a downtown park than a box store.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, I just, I have to ask, is this going to be low-income housing?
Well, so.
Or do you know yet?
This is the strange thing about that. In Vermont, to get federal tax credits or go through HUD, you have to go through a housing authority, of which there's, I think, only 7 in the state of Vermont. And they've divvied up the Vermont into districts, of which Rural Edge is our housing authority.
Yeah, right.
So they've kind of got a monopoly on it. And we talked to them about it, and they're not that interested.
So in order for it to be low income, Rural Edge would have to be part of the project, correct. And they're saying no.
Right.
Gotcha.
Essentially. That's what I'm reading between the lines.
Okay.
But I don't think that matters, because I think there's a need for middle market housing.
Mm-hmm. No, I like that, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want to be that person, but.
Right. If the market can bear it, it's going to be what the market can bear. And if it doesn't have to go through HUD, then that would be.
I'm just saying, thinking, you know, with low income housing, unfortunately, comes other issues, whether it be
management, which is what no one wants that part of the job.
Right. Exactly. I mean, regardless, it has to be managed. Whether you always are going to have your tenants that are not going to be great.
Yes.
Right. When you have that many people living, in an area, there's apt to be.
Well, this right here makes it look really, really big, but in all actuality, it's not a lot of space there.
No, there's not.
You know? So,
we broke it up into multiple buildings to try to make it fit into the fabric of the town.
Yeah.
Also, so we can phase it and do one thing at a time.
So you're anticipating this is going to probably be like a 4 or 5 year project?
I would think so. But my goal is to get something built, get concrete in the ground by this fall or this summer, so that we get some momentum. Because it's going to be a 10-year project if we don't start.
Mm. For all the buildings or one at a time? Or you don't know, you're concrete.
No, one, just start
one.
On the
one
first
at a time.
One.
Gotcha.
I want to, if we can get some building going on that
get
lot,
started.
Then people are going to be interested, there's going to be more investors.
Sure,
we're going
to get a priority the way that you put it up one.
Well, exactly, design built to fit. But.
Okay.
But we need to get started to build momentum.
Right.
This is like a $20 million project, so it's hard to do, it takes a lot of.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It's going to take a while.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, so I guess, I said it last July or June, whenever we met, just keep us updated, keep us informed. I don't know if you can add Vera to an email group that she can get updates on.
Okay.
Because.
So we are starting, we're building a web page now for this. So we're going to just keep an updated web page.
Okay.
And. We'll link Vera into
that. Would be great. Okay.
We have a community outreach person.
Perfect. You know, because we will need to just make sure that the infrastructure is going to be able to provide what they're proposing, and if not, what's going to have to happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, the last time we talked about it, sewer absolutely could handle it. Water, we were comfortable. I think water would be the one that we could question.
Yeah, because, you're talking about a lot more living space now than what we originally had been told.
Yep.
So great.
I would say the unit numbers would go down of any direction. Maybe 20 units might be more realistic. Kind of.
Right, depending on, like you said, if it's going to be single or multi. Exactly. Yeah, right.
And I'd rather do 20 nicer, more expensive units than 30
lesser.
Well, your appeal would be stronger.
Right.
You know, you'd be more apt to get, yeah. Yep.
But that we have to, it's just too early for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Refining.
No.
Yeah.
Totally get it.
Okay, that's it.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we appreciate the update. Thank you for sure. Do you happen to know what's going on with all the yellow trailers over there? He's just storing them. Somebody asked me about it and said how much of an eyesore it was, and I said, I don't know. You'll have to ask Mr. Seacard.
He's got something down Glover Road.
Too. Yeah, I know, and there's more space down there.
I'll pass anyway, the next
it's just a joke. I can tell him at the next fair board meeting.
You know, if that project all works out, that'd be good for the Grand List.
It'd be good for what?
It'd be good for the Grand List.
Absolutely.
Yes, it would.
Yes, mm-hmm. It would.
All those water sewer connections.
Yes, it would. Appreciate the update. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Vera will be in touch with you.
Yep.
Okay. Flood update.
Not much to update. Let me see here. I started looking into the possible ball field deed restrictions. I can't find anything yet.
Okay.
But I will keep digging until I reach bottom.
Okay.
And then the guardrail was installed on High Street.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yep. Looks really good.
It does.
Looks really, really good.
Yep, it does. So. Any luck with getting the project that Lucas was talking about up here under the disaster? Or...
I put it on there. I spoke to my state rep. She seemed to think it was okay to fly, but I have an alternate process to discuss in the department updates if you want.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I will wait then.
It was some
product
of brainstorming, which was excellent.
I didn't skim it, sorry.
That's okay.
It's kind of exciting.
It is. I think it could work too.
Yeah.
Okay, so does that mean we're moving on?
Yes.
To the departments?
Yes.
Okay, department operational updates.
Okay, so Tariff Writer, we have until the 11th to do the response. Steve Farman with BEPSA is addressing it with the attorneys now, just to make sure, because it is a legal missive, so just to make sure everything's ready to go. So we will have it in and the response done by the 11th.
Okay.
As far as the rate increase for Barton Electric, he's flat out right now, and the PUC is taking a lot longer than they used to in order to weigh in on rate cases. Orleans doesn't even have their response yet.
But from what I understand, everybody's going in for another rate increase.
Everybody is,
so
yeah.
I would kind of like us
we should
get started ASAP.
To be proactive.
Yeah, yes, to be... on the radar.
It's on Steve's radar. I spoke to him about it at the meeting last week.
Because we have to do it through him?
We have to do it. Well, he's the number one. He does have Amanda under him, but she's about to go on maternity leave.
Oh.
So he's going to be pretty busy. And VEPSA is looking at bringing in a temp to help with it. And, of course, I don't know if VEPSA's losing their assistant GM. She was the one who was the major person in regulatory. She's going to be the electric department manager for Hardwick now.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a good move for her, but that means that we're getting less regulatory support until they can fill that role.
Ugh.
Yeah. So there's some changes happening at VEPSA that will impact us at least a little bit.
And so we can't move forward with it. It has to go through them, through Steve.
Yes.
But he knows.
He knows.
Okay.
He knows.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, he's aware of it. We're going to have more conversations about it soon. He just wants to get through what he's wrapping up, plus the tariff rider right now, before we dive into that, if that's okay. If not, I can push it.
Yep. I just, you know, would like to get ahead of it a little bit. Seems though we're always needing it after our money's gone or that type of thing. And if we could kind of plan ahead.
Yep.
Knowing that we are starting to spend some money on the hydro, borrowing money, that type of thing, it'd be kind of nice to start getting some extra revenues in.
And it makes sense to start it now, knowing that the PUC is taking longer to consider cases than they used to. Mm-hmm. And it used to be an easy process. It used to be you applied for a small bump, like 2%, 3%, PUC wouldn't even really look at it.
Well, that's
in
what
most
I thought.
Cases. That's not the
that's
case
changed.
Anymore. Ugh. Yeah, they've got some new people in there that are trying to impress. Also, June TMA with DPS. She's the head of DPS. She has announced that she's done by the end of the year. She's retiring.
Oh, really?
And so word on the street is it's going to be a political person put in her place. So that has a lot of people nervous. So there's some shakeup happening.
Wow, that could be huge.
That could be.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad we got our hydro project through before.
Definitely, definitely.
So even because they had made it a few years ago, if you'd had a rate increase within the last 10 years, I think it was, and if you wanted a 2 or 3% increase, it would go through pretty quickly.
It would.
And that's not the case
that's
right
correct.
Now.
Correct. Yeah. Wow. So it makes sense to get started now, knowing that we will be delayed.
Okay. But as soon as it gets done and it gets filed, then we can start
charging for that.
For it
correct.
As a surcharge.
Yes.
Right, correct. Because then if it doesn't go through, they just end up with a credit.
Right.
Gotcha. I remember. Yep. See, it's I remember.
Grattan Line Construction Corp. began working on NEK Broadband Make Ready last Monday. We get them 4 days. They do 4/10s. They're off on Friday. Mm-hmm. That being said, they're also off tomorrow because there's a mandatory training that the guys have to go to. But they've been knocking it out.
Good.
They're getting us caught up, which is great.
Good.
New disconnection rules. We need to notify landlords. And we've kind of always done this in a soft way. If we knew who the landlord was, we would give them a heads up, hey, you know,
tenant
disconnection.
A,
but now it's
going
to be mandated that we do that. And that's if we have the landlord's information on file. So we're going to be developing a database, just a quick list of ones we do know are rental situations. There are some out there I'm sure that we aren't aware is a rental. And I don't know how we'd find that out. Necessarily. So that's why they put that language in, is if you are aware of the landlord and have their contact information, contact them. So
I almost think you'd have to, because as a landlord, I would want to know if my tenant's not paying their bills, which would result in something being shut off, because then their pipes might freeze, and then you have a bigger mess on your hands. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yep.
Makes sense to me. But.
Yeah. It does, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of silly because when you call the landlord or whatever, you can say it's disconnected at one of your apartments, but you can't say
what
they owe or anything.
Oh, really?
And why you've disconnected it?
Well, obviously.
Why else would you disconnect it? It's
so
just
you
kind
can't
of funny.
Say for lack of payment, which is obvious. I mean, you aren't going to just shut somebody
see
off.
Here. I put the actual language in here. It's the language is geared more as a warning toward the tenant than as a notification to the landlord.
Oh. So you tell them both, obviously.
Yes, if we know them. But yeah. And I think maybe that's partially designed to make the tenant take action before it ever has to be notified to the landlord. So.
Yeah, true.
So, anyway, DPS has until 12/18 to file the review and comments on, that's the actual language that's going on our disconnection notices right there between the quotations. Mm-hmm. So they still have time to review and comment, which is kind of silly because they're the ones who told us to do it. So.
Okay.
Now, did you have VEPSA just do the template?
Yeah.
We did too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty simple. They just fit it in where the old COVID information was on the notice.
And the help.
Yep. So that's going to be on our bills?
Yep. No, just the disconnection
just
notices.
The disconnect notices.
Oh, yeah, I don't get those. Not yet, anyway.
Okay. Glover agreement. We started doing the sampling to see if we can nail down where that, make sure that we are certain that it's coming from Glover before any talks about the agreement can occur. But
have we had more since? Because I thought it was kind of
no.
Like
right
quiet.
Now, the way it's looking is the current agreement, the split for the BOD, which is the magic word, is supposed to be 16% Glover is the max, and the rest is us. Right now, it's 60% Glover and 40% us, so it's really out of whack.
Okay.
That's why we're testing to make sure it's really coming from Glover.
Okay.
So we're testing until throughout the end of the year so that Mike Maynard can have better data in order to make that determination.
Okay.
And then I do have...
And that's going to make a big
difference on our budgets as well, correct?
It will. It will. And I do have more information. He emailed me late Friday. I've included it in your packet. It wasn't in the one that I circulated through email. It's after that. Yes, right there. Yep. So this is a preliminary schedule for the project that he put together on the first page. And this is all hinging on the bond vote happening in June and the bond vote passing, the schedule. Okay. If that doesn't happen and it doesn't pass, then there's no point in trying to get any of the work done for 2025. Mm-hmm. That being said, Nate Tyrion is certain that the lagoon cleanout has to happen by the end of 2025. So, if we can get the lagoon clean out, in order to get it lumped in with the larger project and get it paid for with that funding, the bond vote pretty much would have to pass in June.
I didn't think the clean out could be part of the project.
They came back and said it could later.
They did?
They did.
Hmm. Yes.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Which was strange because they were pretty, Jeff Merrifield was pretty adamant, no,
yeah,
sorry, this is your problem,
it
you deal with it. Right. Well, no, Mike is the best. I don't know how he convinced him, or maybe it's just because they're warm and fuzzy on Barton Village now, but they've agreed to include it. They've agreed to include it.
We're warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, but that's the only hang up, is that if this bond vote doesn't pass in June, according to the schedule, then the sledge clean out, we're gonna have to find it
a little bit before June. Like
maybe.
May.
Yep. Yeah.
We really could
really start the informational
information
going on.
And
yep.
Okay, let's start working on that.
Okay.
Our annual meeting is March or April?
March.
So let's get through that. And then hit the bond vote heavy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have some information just as a heads up.
Yeah.
At the village meeting.
Right.
Yeah, talk about it as often as possible like we did with the hydro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I've received great feedback from a couple of residents mm-hmm. that said, you did a great job, your team, all of you presenting, getting the information we needed out. Having the tours and the informational meetings and being proactive about it,
right.
You know, and they thanked me for it. And so that, I think that's what we just need to keep doing.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I kind of wonder if wastewater is going to be a tougher sell just because of the subject matter, but, you know.
Yeah, but it has to happen.
I know it has to happen.
I mean, it's no different than the electric department.
We put everything off for so long.
Oh, I know.
Generator going.
What?
You put in the generator? Oh, was it hydro generator that been already done?
Oh, no, we're talking about water, sewer right now. Oh.
Yeah, we're talking about sewer. Oh. And the only reason why I brought that up is because, like, people can see a monetary benefit to the hydro.
Right.
And you don't really see that with the wastewater.
Mm-hmm. So. No, but they have the benefit of flushing their toilets.
Yes, they do.
And not using a 5-gallon bucket, because
mm-hmm.
that's what it'll probably come to.
Yeah, and I don't think we've even talked about, really seriously, about what happens if it doesn't pass, period. So, because we know it has to. Everybody in this room knows
and
it has to.
And why wouldn't it when we're going to get, the grant is what, 75%?
I think it's
or 80.
More than 75.
Yeah, I think it was 80.
I think it was more than that.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
80% of the project, granted it's a $7 million project, but 80% of it is going to be grant funded.
Yeah.
So,
and that's going to be the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
exactly.
What is it going to cost me as a homeowner?
Right. And do you want to go and build and dig a septic system?
Right.
Probably not.
And Mike Maynard believes that the state water revolving fund will give us a better deal than USDA anyway. So.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Because the USDA girls were, like, right on it when we met with them that they were going to...
Yeah, he thinks that it's going to turn out better in favor of the village, so...
Good to know.
Yep. So that's the latest and greatest.
Maybe
I included
they'll pay
his
us
email.
To build it.
I included his email so that you can take a look at it. If we are going to do that state water revolving fund, there's a specific application that is half of it's pretty much on the engineer, the other half is on our financial department. I've never done this application before. He said it was
due January 15th?
Yeah, so we have to get right on this if you're going for the June bond vote, so.
Well, I think we have to.
I'm assuming that would be the outcome.
I'd like to even do April, May. Like, let's do informational meetings, get the information out April and early May, get a vote.
I agree.
Or end of April. Like, let's not wait. It's been put off long enough. Yep. We got to do something.
You got it. We can do it.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Another thing is we're looking at the same kind of weather situation the next few days as we encountered last December when we had flooding.
I heard that.
So everyone's on alert. They're aware. We're going to be looking at up to three inches of rain and then snow melt.
Starting tomorrow night, right?
Yep.
All day Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be around if I need to open the shelter.
I'll turn my ringer way up.
I'm really hoping not to, but let's hope.
Yeah, I'm hoping
it's better.
Hoping it doesn't turn out like last year.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Okay. Water department. We responded to the notice of alleged violation.
Yep. I got my letter.
Okay. Good. And they were sent out, and we certified it with the state on Friday. So that's good to go there. Now. Lucas has sampled the well, and he's sending it off for testing. The test is a little more involved than his usual testing, so we may not get results until January-ish. But in talking with Paula Jackson of Vermont Rural Water, we discovered that a lot of municipalities that do the surface water treatment also blend it with well water.
Even though there's issues with the well water, potentially?
Have you ever heard?
Dilute it enough on each end.
The solution to pollution is dilution. Have you heard that before?
I think somebody said that last
time. I think I did.
You did! Or was it Lucas? No, it was you.
So each source could dilute the pollutants of the other, and that's the hope. Because I included a map of where the well actually is. It's right here. That's the well. Here's the plant. It wouldn't take much to pipe
to
it into the plant.
So if you're mixing like half of the surface water and half of the well water, each thing that we're having a problem with would be half as much of a problem.
Of course, we'd still have to test it to make sure we fall within, you know, parameter, but... Yeah, that's the idea right now.
That is fabulous news. Is that the news you were like, woo-woo? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, that's a really good idea.
God, I missed it.
I mean.
I'm excited. So when will we know?
In a couple of weeks. He just ordered the equipment to do the full testing on to get them both blended. And, of course, it doesn't go to Williston. It goes somewhere else. But, yeah, we're not sure when we'll get the actual results yet.
Wouldn't that be something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the village deserves to have.
Some good news.
Mm-hmm. And that way we wouldn't need to dredge.
We've had good news, but we need really good news.
Yeah. Yep.
That would be awesome.
I could kill two birds with one stone.
And Vera, do you know, like, I think Chipper had talked about it last time, too, like having this well, it's kind of flowing, I guess, and stuff.
So
would that help dissipate those levels of whatever it is that it has?
Yes, Lucas and I talked about it. His thought was that it would have to take place over the course of a couple hundred years for it to really make a difference. Okay. But like I said, if we're just cutting it with the surface water that doesn't have that contaminant in it, then
it could be a solution.
It could put us under a safe threshold. So,
but in the meantime, if this doesn't happen, we've put in this potential project through FEMA for possible dredging.
Because we can take stuff off later. I just can't add stuff after a certain date.
Right.
But I can remove things as we go.
So it's on. We met the deadline.
Yep.
If we need it, we have
There is no deadline yet, just to let you know.
Oh, I thought they cut it.
Nope. No, they're talking about imposing a deadline soon, but it doesn't matter because our rep has the DI. So
cool.
We're good.
So we've got everything in there anyway.
Yep.
That's good news. I'm happy.
Me too. Okay, Highway Department. I don't think I have much to say about that, except for the 2012 International that we just got some stuff to do plowing. It's down again.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
Andy thinks it's the drivetrain. They took it to Pepin's today for repair.
Okay.
So, but Andy's on vacation anyway, so it's only Garrett plowing. Okay. Andy will come in to assist. He's only hunting right now. He's not out of town. So he'll come in and assist if he needs to. Okay. And then, oh, I would like to close the office for half an hour tomorrow for a staff meeting, if you wouldn't mind putting that on Facebook.
Sure. What
from
time?
9 to 9:30.
9 to 9:30.
Yeah. I've tried having meetings while we are helping customers. It doesn't work.
So off, are you shutting the phones off in your
No.
Head?
No. Okay. If we have to get, I'll get phones if I need to because Amy's going to be there and she can help facilitate
so office
the
door closed for?
Walk-ins.
Walk-ins.
Yep.
Staff meeting.
Yep.
And they've got the drop-off box
yep.
if, you know, they made a special trip down or whatever. Mm-hmm.
And it's only half an hour.
Yep.
12:10, right?
Yeah.
Facebook post. I'll go home. Well, no, if I do it now, people probably won't see it. So I'll have to do it first thing in the morning.
And I'll put it on the website, too, just in case. But that's my one request, please.
Nope, I can do that.
Okay.
I think that was it.
Okay.
The ATV ordinance, we're still good. We met the deadline.
Nobody's submitted.
Okay.
Any kind of, like, what was it?
So it takes effect December 13th.
A petition.
Petition, thank you. I couldn't find the word, but nobody submitted
yep.
a petition.
I was thinking it was by November 28th, but it's not. It's December 13th.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think it had to be, the petition had to be in by November 28th.
That's correct.
Right, so
that's
then
correct.
It takes effect December 13th.
Yep.
So after December 13th, those signs can come down.
December 13th is a Friday, so I'm just going to have them go ahead and take them down, because that's when it takes effect is on the 13th.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have, I mean, nobody's out on their ATVs now anyway, but I'm just thinking
right.
if the guys have downtime mm-hmm. or whatever, you know.
Now that we've got this one under our belt, I want to start putting the sewer one out there
mm-hmm.
and get that moved through. So,
okay.
And that one will be a little bit bigger because it's a, you know, it's longer than one page. So.
Where's my agenda? Other business. I don't think I have anything.
Yeah, we went over the rate case already.
Yep. I do want to ask. I think I may have already brought it up, but so I got put on the Fair Board last month. And we had to change meeting nights, which resulted in the fire station not being available. Are you okay if I rent the hall every second Thursday of each month to hold the meeting here?
I absolutely don't have a problem
okay.
with that.
Okay. All right, thank you. So I'll fill this out and get it
yep.
to you. But yeah, so if you could have Emily mark it down that I will have the hall, this room.
From what time to what time?
Second Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to come in. I probably will come in at 5 to start setting up. I think they meet at 5:30. Sometimes they do a potluck. I don't know if they do it every month. And then the meeting starts at 6. So and
okay.
it'd be till probably 8 or 9.
Okay.
So pretty
I'll
much
put 9 just in case.
Or 5 to 8 or 6 to, yeah.
Yep. I mean, no one's going to ask to use it after 9 p.m. anyway, so.
Right. So every second Thursday of every month for now. And I'll get you that.
You got it.
I appreciate it. All right. So I think that's it. We do have a couple of needs to go into executive session. So with that being said, oh my gosh, it's 7:00. Chipper's not here and we're like,
when there's only 2 trustees, the meetings go fast. I have noticed that.
So I'm putting the new meters on the houses right now. The new meters, the digital are on the
meter.
No, we're not doing
we're
it.
We're not doing, we've got to decide on the AMI still.
They brought me a new meter now. It's a digital one.
I know they've been changing
yeah.
out old meters,
yeah, old.
But
yeah,
it's nothing to do with the AMI.
They will use later.
Right.
Well, it's not the AMI one, no.
Really?
No.
This one?
No.
It looked like it up front.
I don't think
it looked like it up front.
It might look it, but I don't think it's the same.
No.
Mm-mm. I think it's just a new, like, Taj Mahal, what you should have had a long time ago.
Yeah.
Meter, because yours is ancient. I don't know.
Yeah, there's an invoice in here from Vision Metering.
I know it was all about, like, 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. But no, we still, more to come on the AMI. He's coming back. We're going to have a discussion.
Mm-hmm. But he won't have to.
January.
When you look at that meter, you'll be able to read it from that window. You won't have to. Don't just put down a number that way in that window. Instead of going up and finding it. You
yep.
know what I mean?
I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, it's like a big box.
Yeah, some of them he can read from the truck.
Oh, yeah.
If it's big enough.
With binoculars?
Yep. Yeah, he does for
no
some
kidding.
People.
That's funny.
Hey, I've got a question on some of the things. Now, like water, if they go like one more day over a month, that changes your whole bill. Changes your whole bill. Because it goes to over the 1,000, so it changes your bill for the next month.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, but it's either you're gonna have
paying like 2 months supply for me. Because
but reason, your next month should be less,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The next month would be less.
Well, it's people on a budget.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they're not there on time, it doesn't work for me.
What month was that happened?
Huh?
When did that happen?
More than once. It's been like, it's done 32 days more than once.
But I don't think a day is going to matter.
You know what they told me? If you go over a cup of water, it'll change that reading.
Well, when it's ready to go to 1,000, it's going to go to 1,000.
A cup of water will do it. But if they read it at 32 days instead of, or 31 days instead of 30, you're on the next month. So for me, I'm on another 1,000 for the next month.
Well, we always have everything read well before the billing date. So, like, we'd like to give ourselves a week to check everything and make sure there's no errors.
Because on the bill, it usually says how it's 31 days or 32 days.
Is that billing or reading?
That's on the reading of the bill.
Okay.
I'll take a look.
How many days it was read.
She'll take a look at your bill, your historical, and see what she can figure some of that. Maybe one of the guys was sick or they had time off. Who knows?
But it happened more than once.
I'll take a look.
Well, it could have been during the flooding, too, and they got pulled for emergency stuff.
It's been going on for, I want to say, a few years off and on.
Yeah.
But your next month must be 1,000 gallons less. If that's what you're saying.
Or are you saying you only ever use 1,000?
I started another, it's going over to another, but yeah, you're right.
If he doesn't use.
Actually, it's like, instead of 1,000, you get your minimum, but 1,000, so the way they read it, I get billed for 2,000.
Right, but the next month you're just getting the minimum.
Yeah, and then I go back to 1,000.
Right. Well, it's going to average out the same.
Bill, yeah, but the bill, you know what I'm saying? When you're on, if
somebody's on a budget.
But you could pay.
You can make arrangements. That person that's on a budget and that whatever, call the office and make arrangements. They will work with you. Correct,
yeah,
Vera?
Every time.
Because you could
absolutely.
Pay, like, the
pay,
minimum
right.
plus 1,000 gallons every month, and it's going to keep you up when it's 2,000.
Yeah. Because when it passes 1,000 readings, then it end up being billed actually at 2,000 for me.
Yeah.
Right, I understand.
Yeah. Call the office. They'll work with you.
I'll take a look.
But she'll look at it.
Yeah.
I'll have an answer for you by the next meeting.
I know it's happened, but sometimes it's been the other way. It's been under 30 days, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have shorter months, too.
Yeah, and sometimes we're victims of holidays. And
yeah, but every month has at least 30 days instead of February.
Exactly. You can't say every month there.
I said it except February.
All right, we're going to executive session. Good night.
Also, that the generator, is already being done?
For the hydro plant? It has not been installed yet.
We approved it, but it takes time.
Yeah, we've got to get it ordered.
Blink and light for the school.
They've been ordered. We're waiting for them to come in.
Yeah.
They're all wired, right? They're just waiting for them.
Yes, they're all wired.
They're wired, ready to go, just waiting for them to come in.
Everything back when you buy something today.
And that's what happened here, too. Like, the shipping is delayed because it is back-ordered a little bit.
Tariff on it.
Stop it.
Well, it's a good thing we got the order in now, then, huh?
Everything is going to cost that way, everything, when you put all the tariffs on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yep.
So
okay,
have a good night. No, we're glad to have you. Have a good night. Stay safe out there.
Bye.
7:07, I'm going to make a motion we go into executive session for legal action 1 VSA State Statute 313A1E, as well as for personnel 1 VSA State Statute 313A3.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
8:15, Monday, December 9th, 2024. We will be coming out of executive session with no action taken. I will place a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.